Hello, this is Nyamka, and I want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Rebranded Christianity Podcast. The title of this episode is Anti-Semitism, Engage in an Ancient Hatred that Connects You to the Spirit of Division. Before I get into the episode, I want to invite you to check out my website, nyamkaward.com. My website has all of my blogs, podcasts, and YouTube videos. So I really encourage you to check it out. Also, if you like what you're hearing, please sign up for my mailing list on my website. There's also a contact form on there. So if you have any questions, concerns, prayer requests, or would like to invite me to speak at your church, event, or even on your podcast, please fill out the contact form that is right there on the website. Now let's get into the episode. The title once again is Anti-Semitism, Engage in an Ancient Hatred that Connects You to the Spirit of Division. Now, first and foremost, what is the definition of anti-Semitism? Let's make sure that we're on the same page about what that means. So anti-Semitism, the definition of it is hostility to or towards and prejudice against Jewish people. Okay, so hostility to or towards or prejudice against the Jewish people. Doing this podcast has been on my heart since last summer. What triggered it was when NFL player DeSean Jackson and actor Nick Cannon made anti-Semitic comments. And when I read the response to their comments by Black people, the majority of the responses were just as hateful and anti-Semitic. But to be honest, I wasn't surprised as much as I was shook back into a reality that I knew about, but its existence had been dormant to me. Anti-Semitism has been very prevalent in the Black community since the 60s or 70s, and it comes from quote-unquote civil rights leaders that came behind MLK, and they promoted anti-Semitism, racism, hatred, and Black segregation as a response to the injustices that Black people have been experiencing in the United States. In my podcast, Sad Souls of Slain Civil Rights Leaders, I talk about the destructive effects these leaders and their hatred have had on the Black community. So you can go to my website and check that out. For this podcast, I want to specifically focus on anti-Semitism. So going back to why I wasn't surprised at the response to the comments by Jackson and Cannon was because I grew up with a lot of anti-Semitic rhetoric around me throughout my life, starting with my family as well as friends and classmates. Even when I got delivered from having an anger and resentment towards white people for how they've treated Black people in this country through an amazing experience with my friend's father, I still had anti-Semitic sentiments within me. It came to a head one day when my mentor, who didn't know about the anti-Semitism that had been deeply rooted within me from childhood, presented Psalms chapter 122 in verse 6 to me, and it reads as follows. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. As she was talking to me about it, animosity welled up within me. And it was like, I said to myself, I have to deal with this now or I'm going to have a problem. She introduced me to a messianic ministry called It's Supernatural with Sid Roth. And just for those that don't know what the word messianic means, a Jewish person who believes that Jesus is the Messiah. So in the Jewish community, amongst the Jewish people, they believe the Messiah is still coming. They don't believe that Jesus is the Messiah. So a Messianic Jew is a Jewish person that does believe that Jesus is the Messiah. So my mentor had introduced me to this Messianic ministry called It's Supernatural with Sid Roth. At a later time, I told her about how I grew up being taught to be anti-Semitic. She understood because as a Black woman, she knew that that is an issue within the Black community. As I started to listen to Sid Roth's program, that animosity towards Jewish people just left me without me even focusing on it. And that was just the power of the Word of God. It was the Word of God coming from that ministry that, you know, the Bible tells us that the seed of the Word, when it's planted within us, that Word just produces. And we don't really, it's not something that you even have to watch over. It's just as the seeds of God's Word is being planted within you, it just affects change. And that's what happened to me as I was listening to that ministry. Now, today is January the 27th, 2021. Tomorrow is January 18th, which is Martin Luther King Jr. Day in the United States. Okay. I didn't plan on doing this podcast on the day before this holiday, which means so much to me. But when I realized the holiday was the next day, I was like, this isn't a coincidence. There's no such thing as a coincidence, by the way. And just a little simple fact about the word coincidence. Do you know that there is no equivalent in the Hebrew language for the English word coincidence? Just think about that as I move on to the next point. So the interesting thing to me is that, you know, As we celebrate, there are so many people who love and admire MLK. And furthermore, if it wasn't for his accomplishments, the majority of us wouldn't have access to live the type of lifestyle we live in the United States. And just a side note here, I know I'm doing another side note, but if you have an issue with MLK, live your life like the Civil Rights Act doesn't exist if you have an issue with him. And I bet you, you don't want to do that. So eliminate that hypocrisy of benefiting from someone's accomplishments and sacrifices, but yet disliking that person. That's insanity. But the reason why I bring up Martin Luther King Jr. is because the heart of what Martin Luther King Jr. is captured in the fact that he said he's looking forward to a day when his children can live in a country where they're not judged according to the color of their skin, but the content of their heart. And that connects back to what it says in the Bible, where Jesus told the prophet Samuel, man looks at the external appearance, I look at the heart. And when we're saying the word man there, we're not talking about the human race. We're talking about the fallen nature, the behavior that comes from the fallen nature of man. And God is saying that that's not how it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to be judging people according to their external appearance, but according to their heart. Okay? And what's interesting to me is that as we celebrate MLK Day tomorrow and we recognize the heart, the sacrifices that happened with MLK and the civil rights movement that led to just so many people having access to live the American dream, the fact that there are so many people that they're fighting against racism, they want to see racism in, they want to see discrimination in the heart of MLK, but yet they're somewhat rejecting the heart of MLK on the other hand, because they have this racism and hatred in their heart towards Jewish people. And the fact that someone can want to, you know, see racism and be this, you know, anti-discrimination activist, but yet be a racist themselves and be anti-Semitic themselves, shows just the power of that spirit that is behind anti-Semitism. It's a very powerful, evil spirit that is behind that. You could have somebody fighting to end racism, but yet be anti-Semitic. You understand that? It's, and I'm telling you from personal experiences throughout my life that I have met so many people that they want to see racism in. They're on the crusade of you know, this of in our current times of wanting to see racism, however it manifests now, to end, but yet they're anti-Semitic. And it shows you the power of that spirit that encourages, inspires people to have animosity towards Jewish people. It is a very powerful spirit. And you know what? Those two shouldn't exist together. You can't be somebody crusading for the end of racism, but yet you have racism in your heart towards a group of people. It's just an insanity. And I'm telling you, it's extremely prevalent. It really is. And if you're somebody that's going to be celebrating MLK Day tomorrow, but yet you have anti-Semitism in your heart, you have not captured the heart of MLK and what he wanted to see accomplished in the United States as well as the world. So why do I call anti-Semitism an ancient hatred? Because hatred towards the Jewish people has been going on since antiquity. Since their emergence on the world scene as a people group, there has always been a movement to eliminate the Jews, and it comes from the devil himself. If you study the Old Testament of the Bible, you see repeated attempts to either disenfranchise or exterminate the Jews. The most notable one is in the book of Esther, when an edict was made not only to take Jewish property, but also to kill them. Does that sound similar to something that has happened in modern world history, to take their property and kill them? That's why I'm telling you, this has been going on since very close to the beginning of time, not exactly the beginning of time. When Christianity was established as the religion of the Roman Empire in the 4th century, edicts came forth that permitted and enabled violence and discrimination towards Jews. So when I hear people say, and I've heard this before, that discrimination against the Jews started and ended with the Holocaust, not only are they absolutely wrong, but that misconception also breeds anti-Semitism. The Holocaust definitely wasn't the first, and it isn't the last attempt to exterminate Jewish people. I talk about this in my podcast called Gandhi's Rejection. So I won't go into this in depth here. You can check that out on my website. But the type of discrimination that was legal in the United States during slavery and during the Jim Crow era, that had been going on towards Jewish people in Europe centuries before the United States even came into existence. Okay, so your people don't understand how this spirit that promotes anti-Semitism manifests itself towards other groups of people, but it's been going on for centuries towards the Jews, and how when you're engaging anti-Semitism, what type of evil you are connecting yourself to and partnering yourself to. Right now, at this present moment, there are countries in the Middle East that make it no secret that they want to blow Israel off the map. There are politicians throughout this world, including the United States, that have expressed such severe hatred towards Jewish people that if they talk like that about any other people group, they would have been out of office in a blink of an eye. In our world right now, anti-Semitism has been on the rise. Understand me very clearly. When you engage anti-Semitism, you are partnering with Satan himself. He has held a hatred towards Jewish people and a desire to destroy them since their infancy as a people group. And why is that? Because Jesus's earthly lineage runs through them. So it is an anti-Christ disposition. So what do you do if you have animosity towards Jewish people? The first thing that you need to do is repent. Just repent. In the book of James chapter 2 verse 9, it says, "But when you show prejudice, you commit sin and you violate the royal law of love." I'm going to read it again. "But when you show prejudice, you commit sin and you violate the royal law of love." To have hatred, discrimination, resentment, or anger in your heart towards any group of people for any reason is a sin. Do not let anyone tell you under any circumstance that you are justified to have hatred, resentment, anger or bitterness in your heart towards any group of people, you are not justified under any circumstances. That is a lie from the pit of hell. If that is going on in your heart towards anybody, repent for it right now. And for this podcast, I'm specifically talking about anti-Semitism because for some reason I have noticed, and I'm telling you, throughout my life, regardless of race or ethnicity, people think it's okay to have animosity towards Jewish people. They really do. They don't think there's anything wrong with that. And what happened last summer and the response to it reminded me of that reality, and I'm going to speak out on it, and that's what I'm doing right now. After you repent for your anti-Semitism, be honest with God and ask Him to help you with the issue in your heart. Because any type of ism you have against another group of people is a heart issue that needs to be addressed and removed, and that will come through the work of the Holy Spirit. The next thing that you need to do to get rid of your anti-Semitism is to stop the excuses. I've heard, even from the events last summer, that it's okay to make derogatory remarks about Jews because they're rich. Show me in the Bible where God gives you a right to be hateful towards someone because they're rich. You're not going to find it. I'm going to deal with this deception. I've always heard people have resentment towards Jewish people because, you know, they'll see someone who calls them, who says that they're Jewish, but they look of full European descent. And I have noticed that people have a lot of resentment towards Jewish people because of that particular issue when it comes to the appearance and just someone who looks of full European descent calling themselves, you know, Jewish. And I don't know why that it breeds so much resentment towards people, but let's deal with this, okay? So Jewish people are a Middle Eastern people group, okay? Father Abraham, who is the father of the Jewish race of people, he's the father of the Arab race of people. The country where he comes from in modern day, that is the country of Iraq. So Jewish people, a pure Jewish person is a Middle Eastern person, okay? But because Jews were scattered throughout this world, the Bible tells us the Jews were scattered throughout the world, including in Europe. So the chances of someone being of pure Jewish descent is just impossible. It's just about impossible, just because of the history of the Jews and just how many times they were expelled from their land and just scattered all across the world. The modern day country of Israel came back into existence in the 1940s. So when people were coming back to Israel, even till this day, people are coming back. They're coming from other countries throughout the world. So you encountering someone that is of pure Jewish descent, meaning that all of their ancestors, everybody in their family comes from one of the 12 tribes of Jacob. No one comes from any other background or country or nationality. The chances of that happening are basically slim to none. It's just about impossible. So there are European Jews, there are African Jews, there are Asian Jews, there are Native American Jews, there are Hispanic Jews. So it's just, I'm telling you because I'm from repeated personal experiences. People get very angry and offended when someone who looks like they're of pure European descent simply refers to themselves as Jewish. People do get really upset about that, and that is an open door. That is also an open door for anti-Semitism. Okay, so what do you do if you're one of these people that you get angry about that? I'm going to tell you what you need to do. You just need to ignore it. How a person refers to themselves or how they view themselves, that's their prerogative. It really is. It's nothing you can do about it. It really doesn't affect your life, and it's really no reason to be mad about it. But I will tell you, getting angry and getting offended with a group of people because of something like this is just going to open the door to the devil in your life for a reason that just doesn't make any sense. So let's say once and for all, let's stop getting offended at the concept of someone who, in your opinion, is labeling themselves as Jewish, but you just don't think they're of pure Jewish descent. Let's stop getting offended about the whole appearance issue, okay? That also happens with Egyptian people, that people get offended with them. It's not triggering the same type of hatred towards them as it does with Jewish people, but it's just something we have to let go of. Just let it go, okay? Because when Jesus comes back, and let's just take this down to where we're going to close at, okay? When Jesus comes back, he isn't going to ask you about how a pure Jewish person really looks. He's not going to ask you any questions about that. So stop allowing the enemy to cause you to stumble over things that are so meaningless. But when you stumble over the rock of offense, when you stumble over it, you're falling, you're hurting yourself, you're doing some type of damage in your life. And to repeatedly stumble over the same things over and over again is stealing from you, is delaying you. And at the end of the day, you can delay yourself so much in life that you end up just not fulfilling your purpose, okay? So what you want to do is you want to be the type of person that you're not allowing these trivial things to cause you to stumble. Okay? When Jesus comes back, he's not going to be asking you how someone looks. Jesus is going to ask you, what have you done with the life he gave you? And your answer to that question right now should be the most important thing you're focusing on. So I want to thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the Rebranded Christianity Podcast. My name is Nyamka Ward. Please check out my website, nyamkaward.com, and join me for the next episode. Have a good day.